Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lover. It happens kind of slowly. When you first get on the job, you're so proud of the uniform. You follow procedure to the letter. But then you're out with some grizzled vet who all the guys call sperm whale. And you can't believe your eyes. When on the midnight shift, he pulls in back of that supermarket that's closed, parks the squad car behind the dumpster, and has a rendezvous with a sweet mace everybody calls Gaggin' Annie. You can't believe your eyes. You're thinking, my God, we're on duty. Suppose we get a call when you drop trow like that. He just says, relax, son, relax. And sure enough, he just leans back and enjoys his snarling, gnarling, direct violation of police procedure. But one night it looks good, and sure enough, she and her sister, Bob and Robin, come by and you partake. After that, you started down the road. At first, you felt guilt and shame, dereliction of duty. One ear on the radio, one eye on Gaggin' Annie. But after that, you didn't even think about it anymore. It got so that the whole squad would gather around, leaving the whole district unpoliced, as four or five squad cars in a circle patiently wait their turn. I got to the point where I went beyond snarling, darling, to where you'd get buck naked in the back of that squad car. As the rest of your police buddies impatiently wait their turn. So one day, there you are, knocking the bottom out of that thing. All the other guys on your squad standing around naked after the hydraulics waiting their turn, when up rolls the sergeant.
Oh, no!
He jumps out of his car. He says, look at you! And all of you waiting your turn, one after another. Didn't you think?
You say what, Sergeant? Didn't we think about our careers?
He said, no, didn't you think about the bomb base? I got jammed first one of the morning. Oh, that's it. Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, that is you. Oh, God. I'm surprised at you guys.
Keep it here for more craziness. It's the Grease Man.